It is real disheartening when you open a cover and find a colony of thousands of dead honeybees. My name is Chris Dempsey, and I'm the beekeeper.
And my name is Robin Campbell. You're dealing with a creature that has extreme amounts of variables within the insect itself, but then you're also dealing with the variable of the weather.
So here I am at my empty hives. The next step is picking up a delivery from Dayton and Sons in Watertown that I ordered in September, planning to double my hives this year to 20. Yeah, it's sad, and it's expensive, and, you know, it's a lot of work.
This winter in Wisconsin, it was probably about two-thirds loss, and some people, 100%. Matt LaForge, I'm the branch manager at Daydant in Watertown. Today we're having a package bee pickup day, so the bees just arrived from California. They make the trip in about 35 hours, nonstop, and everyone is coming to pick them up and get them in their hives as soon as possible.
Well, it's just typical of when you go to pick up bees. A lot of the bees are on the outside of the packages and they just fly around. They're not trying to sting anybody. They're just looking for their hive. That one behind your glasses, you could have got stung there because he didn't know where to go. My name is Hank Gettle. I've been beekeeping about 10 years. I'm from Blue Mountain.
This is the biggest package bee year we've ever had here. So it really is a big bee buy. A two-pound box of bees is about $80. A larger three-pound box is about $95.
Lee Heine. My job's the distributor. We distribute more package bees than anyone in the United States. We've had about 3,000 packages delivered here. They average between 7,000 and 10,000 bees a package.
Dave Marcy from Ogdensburg, Wisconsin. I'm the bee man. And I've been keeping bees for 30 years. When I get home, my wife and I will go out and I have things ready for them, so I'll get them in there as soon as possible. It'll take them a while to get situated and go out and find flowers, but I think they'll be sleeping in a hive tonight.
My name's Adam Raby, and I live in East Troy, Wisconsin. They did well till about late February, the last cold spell, and like everybody else, when we lost them, here we're going to try it again this summer. You know, a little more knowledge, we're going to give it a go.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Not all honeybee hives need to be honey production. It can be for pollination. They can just purely be for enjoyment and fascination.
My name is Riley Capel. I am 12. I'm from Lebanon, Wisconsin. Today we're here picking up our bees. This is our first year. We're just going to try it out, see what it's like.
We need our honeybees. A third of what we eat is pollinated food from the honeybees. You keep trying because it's an important thing.